And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of July 12th. This week in 1962, the very first Rolling Stones concert took place at the Marquee Club in London. Bill Wyman and Charlie Watts weren't even members of the Rolling Stones at that point. Frankie Lyman, the Everly Brothers, and Connie Francis all starred on Alan Freed's first official Big Beat TV show in 1957. Buddy Holly nearly died trying to swim across a lake in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, while on tour there in 1958. In 1959, production began on Fabian's Hound Dog Man movie that also featured Dodie Stevens. In 1973, the Everly Brothers split up on stage during a fight they were having at Knott's Berry Farm in Buena Park, California. Sadly, in 1958, John Lennon's mother, Julia, was struck and killed by a car. Gladys Knight won the Ted Mack Amateur Hour this week in 1952, and the prize was a whopping $2,000. Harry Chapin was killed in an auto accident on New York's Long Island Expressway this week in 1981. In 1966, the supergroup, Cream, was formed. Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina split up this week in 1976. They reunited 29 years later for several shows. Danny Cedrone, the guitarist who played the solo on Rock Around the Clock, died after a fall in a Philadelphia restaurant this week in 1954 without ever having the opportunity to enjoy the success that the song generated. Years later, his wife was presented with a gold record for Rock Around the Clock, and the folks who were involved in that were Pat O'Day, Wink Martindale, and Red Robinson. Nobody was hurt when a bomb went off under a Rolling Stones concert equipment truck this week in 1972 in Montreal. In 1955, Annette Funicello and the Mouseketeers had their very first appearance on TV, and it was a special celebrating the opening of Disneyland this week in 1955. The Beatles' Yellow Submarine movie premiered in London, England this week in 1968. In 1946, Petula Clark made her TV debut on the TV show Cabaret in England. She was only 13 years old at the time. Bobby Fuller was found dead in his car in Hollywood in 1966 this week. The death was ruled as a suicide, but evidence since then has pointed to foul play. Rod Stewart received the Commander of the Order of the British Empire medal from Prince Charles at Buckingham Palace this week in 2007. In 1963, filming began on the movie Viva Las Vegas with Elvis Presley and Anne Margaret. A couple of important shows this week in Philadelphia and in London. In 1985, it was the Live Aid concerts. New Orleans named its suburban airport after Louis Armstrong this week in 2001. And in 2008, the Beatles producer George Martin was honored by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences as the most successful producer of all time. In the studio, the Hughes Corporation recorded Rock the Boat in 1973. Floyd Kramer cut Last Date in 1960. The Supremes recorded Come See About Me in 64. The Beach Boys recorded Sloop John B. in 1965. The Coasters recorded Poison Ivy in 59. And the Beach Boys cut In My Room this week in 1963. Birthdays. Diane Renee is 75. Roger McGuinn from The Byrds, 78. Cheech Marin from Cheech and Chong is 74. J. Bird Uzel, the lead singer from The Corsairs, is 78. Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac is 77. Walter Egan is 72. Barbara Mama Cowsill from The Cowsills, born this week in 1928. Linda Ronstadt is turning 74. H.P. Barnum, producer of the OJs and Fifth Dimension, is 84. Alicia Bridges, 67. Desmond Decker, born this week in 1942. Denise LaSalle, born in 1938. Spencer Davis is getting on. He's turning 81 this week. Nicolette Larson, born in 1952. Phoebe Snow, born in 1950. Gail Garnett turned 78. Vince Guaraldi, who had Cast Your Fate to the Wind, the U.S. version, and did the music from all those Peanuts TV cartoons, born this week in 1932. Dion DiMucci is turning 81. Martha Reeves, 79. Lonnie Mack, born in 1941. And Screamin' Jay Hawkins, born this week in 1929. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of July 12th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
treasure island oldies.